Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Kelly. Can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
B as Bob, E as Allison, D as Domino, A as Albert, N as Nancy, E as Elephant again, 13@gmail.com.
Okay, give me just a moment while I pull up your account. All right, give me just a moment. It is taking a minute to pull up. I appreciate your patience. Oh, there it goes. Can I get you to verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
Bertium Daniel, mailing address is 4615 Henri Delonchamp Apartment, 6 Montreal, H1X 3H6.
All right, and how can I help you?
There seems to be a big confusion about my subscription. I live in Montreal, Canada, and here it's illegal to automatically how should I say that? I'm sorry, I'm French-Canadian, so I'm looking for some words. Like, I have a subscription. Have you automatically subscribed me again last year without my agreement? And I haven't used at all my subscription. And I sent an email during the last year, and that was during the period where the company was closing and not reopening. And you've made me pay twice for things I don't agree. I had paid in the past like $50-something Canadian to have the subscription. And last year, you've taken, when I'm looking at my email, this doesn't make any sense. I'm not into that account at all. I don't look at emails at all. I thought I was not with Craftsy at all. And I realized you took, like last year, you took $97, I think, to redo my subscription, and also I paid $57 because I wanted to give it to somebody else because you've made a package that if you were buying it, you could send it to someone. I never received the email to send it to that person, so I paid $97, I think, last year in December for a re-inscription, which I didn't want to. And I've paid $57 for giving it to somebody else, and you never sent me an email. So I've paid $150, and I never, ever, 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 ever opened Craftsy in the last year.
Okay. So I am seeing
I sent an email asking for a reimbursement, and nobody answered me because you were closing at that time.
Okay.
And also, so, there were credits that I could not use during that period, and I've lost credits for, I think, 6 classes, the Own Forever classes.
All right. So,
did I do... Did you send an email?
No. So, I looked up your email address in our account, information, and I don't see it. If you sent it after they renewed you last year, then that was sent to Blueprint. Unfortunately, we don't have access to that, anything that you sent prior to September of this year.
Yeah, I sent it to Blueprint.
Okay. And so we don't have access to any of that. Your account is set to renew again this year. So they did not turn off the automatic renewal for you, and I can't I'm not seeing the information for the other account that you gifted either. All I'm showing on here is that you have a membership that they renewed last year.
Yeah, and that was illegally done because in Quebec, it's illegal to do that, to do an automatic renewal without asking the client first. It's completely illegal.
Okay, and I do apologize. What I can do is submit to have that turned off for this year, for you. Unfortunately, they did not. If you sent the email to them, then I can't access that since it was sent to Blueprint and not to, we didn't exist last year when they renewed your account. And they were in the process of shutting down, so I'm not sure what happened to that. What I can do for you is make sure that you don't renew again this year for your membership.
So I've lost my money. I've lost my $150 plus credits for 6 classes.
We had transferred the credits.
What's that?
We had transferred credits to customer accounts.
Yeah, I just saw those emails because I just saw that you were going to renew me again. And I just saw that there were credits offered till December 31st. I have this email in front of me, but I was not opening the emails because I thought I was not with Crafty or Blueprint because I was not interested this year. I did not even view anything onto Crafty or Blueprint during the last year. I'm sure you can look in my account that I did not go there.
It doesn't give us that information, ma'am. I do apologize. But I did go ahead and opt you out of automatic renewal for this year, so you don't have to worry about it charging you again in January. We had transferred the customer forever credits to customer.
Your voice is cutting. I don't hear you.
Okay. I do apologize. I was just saying I'm sorry that we didn't get that email that you had sent earlier in the year. So your account is set to renew, so I have turned that off for you, so you don't have to worry about that renewing again for you. Since it is at the end of your membership and you were trying to cancel with Blueprint, unfortunately, I can't refund you for your membership. It doesn't tell us it is set to expire, so all I'm able to do is make sure that it doesn't renew for you. And we had transferred the forever credits, and they expired on December 31st. And I do apologize, you missed that.
Can you reactivate that at least so I don't feel that you're not a thief that much at least?
We're not able to reactivate those for customers because they were transferred as a courtesy from Blueprint, and we had sent emails out with the expiration information on there, so they're not allowing us to submit for those to be added. We can't add them back.
All right, so Crafty is stealing people. Crafty is back and stealing people. That's what I hear. I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to give you my money back. Ever, ever, ever. Ever. Do you hear me? Ever.
I understand, ma'am, and I do.
How come when I look on the card on file, I see my PayPal information? You don't have that. You should not have that information.
When we purchased Blueprint, we transferred the customer accounts and the payment
methods.
Can
you erase that? And you erase
yes,
that?
Ma'am. I submitted to have you opted out of the automatic renewal, so that'll be erased once they process that.
No,
so.
Well, even if you take it off, I'm sure as a non-customer, somebody could buy a class. So you would keep my PayPal information. So I don't want to. Maybe they will keep my money or not. I'm so frustrated right now. How come I can give to someone a class at $55 and Blueprint renewed me at $97 and somebody else can have it for $57 and I have paid $97 without wanting to and now I've paid $150 for not using it for a full year? Can I speak to your supervisor, please?
Sure, I can transfer you. Give me just a moment. Let me just make a note here.
I have to go to work, so I'm sorry I'm going to have to rush you.
That's okay. All right, almost done.
I thought that would be like a 2-minute call or a 3-minute call because I thought
your company would assume that there was a mistake on your side, but now it's taking me forever, and I'm going to miss that. I'm brushing my teeth. I have to go to work.
Okay, not a problem. Give me just a minute. I'm about to transfer you. All right. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you. Thank you for calling CBDO Membership, and have a wonderful day.